Welcome to this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs, and this is my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And today we have a very special episode where we are at ADA Scientific Sessions in sunny San Diego, California. And we have Carrie Burgett with us today. So welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you with us. We know you're presenting a whole bunch here at the meeting. And if you wouldn't mind just sharing with listeners and viewers a little bit about yourself, your role, and everything.
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Carrie. I'm a nurse from the Barbara Davis Center, which is a diabetes center with the University of Colorado in Denver area. And there it's a large clinical and research center. We have over 4,000 pediatric patients that receive care in there. And then we have a very large research division. And so my primary role is managing all the clinical trials that we do with technology. So we enroll a bunch of kids from our clinic to do the trials with emerging technologies like automated insulin delivery systems and CGMs, and also do some various academic studies related to just the impacts that these new devices are having on quality of life and other just outcomes other than just glycemic control. So yeah, that's a little about me.
That's amazing. Awesome. Yeah. And so if you don't mind sharing a little bit about the sessions that you're going to be doing here at the meeting.
Yeah. So we have a few things going on here at the meeting. So one is I'm participating in the Learning Bites, which is my understanding a brand new thing they're doing at ADA, which is pretty cool. It's a short 20-minute session where myself, along with my colleague, Dr. Gregory Forlenza, we're each going to present a case example of our experience starting Omnipod 5 in pediatrics. So one in a toddler and one in a teenager. And so we're going to do that at 11 today, actually, shortly after this. And then also I'll be talking in a symposium titled Demystifying Diabetes Device Data. And so in that session, we're going to be looking at just some tips. My co-presenter will be doing some tips on how do you manage all of this data as far as downloading workflow, things like that, understanding how to use all these different platforms. And then my side of it is once you have that data, then how do you interpret it? And so I'll be sharing some tips from our experience and then hopefully something that can kind of be approachable that could be applied to any device that you're using. And then from that too, I'll be able to bring in and share some of the resources we have with the Panther program, which is another big thing that I currently do at the Barbara Davis Center that I love, and it's really taking off. It's a educational program that we created because we get to use these devices for so long in the trials before they come to clinical practice. Like, we gain all this experience and knowledge, and we're like, we want to share this. Like, we want to share these, like, get down to what is it you need to know for your clinical care. And so we created the Panther program as a way to try to help simplify diabetes technology for the clinician specifically. And so I'll be sharing some of the resources we have, and particularly the Panther tools, which really provide a framework for how to approach a device and understand the clinically relevant aspects of it.
So tell us a little bit more about that. So I use the Panther website all the time in my clinical practice.
Oh,
I print because I love the handouts. So can you tell us a little bit more about the options as a clinician, what you can access, I know you can compare products.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because I can pull it up in an office visit and say, look, these are the two options. Go home, look at this further, print something for a person with diabetes that's sitting in front of me, mm-hmm. and know that they went to a website that I can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So how did this all start? Who funds this?
Yeah, and now what?
So that's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I think this is a hidden resource in diabetes care and overall, so I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm glad you asked because I want people to know about it. And so trying to raise awareness that we have these resources that are free, by the way, like freely accessible to just download and use, and based on experience using the device is really the goal. But it came out of, kind of what I mentioned before that, as we keep getting more and more devices, it's really, really exciting, but it's also very challenging to see clinician because there's nuances to each one. And like, you don't need to know the ins and the outs of the algorithms and like all of that you need to know to a certain degree, but really what you need to know is, what do I do with the person sitting in front of me in my clinic, and how do I help them get the best out of this device? And our goal with the Panther program was, you know, a lot of times with clinical trials, you know, when you read the published paper, all you see is the time and range outcomes. No information on how exactly you got there.
Right.
And so it's not just slapping on the device and then all of a sudden you've got 70% time and range. Like, it does take a little bit more than that. It takes understanding how it works, knowing how to optimize it, and knowing the educational tips that are going to help you get the most out of it. And so we wanted to, it's like these trials ended and we're like, we learned so much and we have nowhere to put it, nowhere to share it.
And
how to disseminate this knowledge. And so that's why we created the Panther program. It was founded by my colleague, Dr. Laurel Messer, who I'm sure everyone knows. She's very well known in the field. And she's amazing. And she's my best friend and my closest colleague. And we co-directed that program together for the last few years. And then she's now not with the University of Colorado anymore. She works for Tandem now in a really exciting position. But so I am now taking full leadership of it and keeping it going. But your question about funding is a good one. That's a work in progress, trying to figure that out. Like, currently, a lot of it's unfunded, to be honest. Just comes from our desire to do something with all of this knowledge and help support clinical care. But we also have, like, we have an educational grant from Tandem. We have an educational grant from Insulet. And then we have a partnership with ADCESS, actually, that through a grant funded by Helmsley, that we worked with ADCESS to create actually our three most recent tools that are on the website, the Omnipod 5, Dexcom, and Libre tool. And then coming soon will be a insulin dosing tool, which is an interactive platform really designed for a clinician who's not as experienced determining pump settings from MDI.
Wow.
To be like entering in various clinical parameters and then writing the guidance of what you actually program. So anyway, that's in the works and will be coming soon, but that was all from the ADCESS grant. So some partnerships is what we're working on, but currently trying to figure out some sort of good long-term.
So I enjoy, like, that's so exciting.
And for those that don't know, yeah, that's actually available on the Dina Tech website, dinatech.org through ADCN. So that's great. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think you wanted to know also, like, what we have on the site, right?
Okay.
As I've been going on and on. But so we have a few different categories of things. First, probably the most popular thing we have is this device comparison chart that you mentioned. What it is we use the CARES framework, which is a published framework that we've used for a while. It describes how each device calculates insulin delivery, which parameters you can adjust when you're using that device with the automation features, when and if that system might revert the user to out of automated mode and why, educational tips, and then a summary of the sensor characteristics and data sharing that goes with the system. So that's the CARES CARES framework. And so we have a chart where we have currently all four FDA approved AID systems in the United States. So iLet 780, Omnipod 5 and Control IQ.
Oh, iLet was added.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at that.
I saw that. Well, that was great.
Got that done right before 8.
Right. Yep. I saw that.
And so the iLet is now there. And so what it does is, our vision with that is we wanted it to be digestible and, like, concise. You don't have to go read, like, a 20-page booklet or you'll watch an hour-long webinar. You can get digestible information that will apply to how you use the device in clinic. And so that's the whole background with the CARES framework and the device comparison chart as a reference. But then I also heard a lot of clinicians do use it with the people, their persons with diabetes that they care for. And that's great. That wasn't actually the original intent, but, like, that's even better.
Right.
Then we also have one pagers, we call them.
Yes.
So our device info sheets, where you can get a very brief overview of each device as well. So we also have an iLet one pager that we just published, Control IQ, and then 780, we haven't done the one pager yet, but it'll be coming soon. And that's written in very simple terms and kind of geared towards the person with diabetes to be able to use in clinic as like a conversation and to actually design specifically to like give to
for a take home, right? Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And then we have some general resources about technology in general. We have a skin solutions handout. That was also very popular. That goes over just tips and tricks for how to take care of skin when you're wearing these devices, dealing with adhesives and all that comes along with that. And then we have a time and range handout that's an educational handout. We are really big believers in time and range and promoting that this is what matters. And so versus, you know, A1C and that time and range is really what we should be focusing on. And so we have an educational handout on that, as well as troubleshooting hyperglycemia on a pump. You know, this whole challenge we have of infusion site failure resulting in DKA. And so we have an educational resource for that as well.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's really awesome. I just want to go back because you know, you mentioned new interpretation tools. And I'm just curious. I mean, I know it's probably hard to summarize like a whole presentation right here, but just kind of some key takeaways, because people ask all the time, like, gosh, what do you do with all this data? Like, how do you efficiently interpret it? So like any practical.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, I think I can summarize it briefly, because so the Panther tool is where that comes in. So we have a Panther tool for all a Dexcom Libre, which is just anyone using those CGMs with whatever insulin therapy. But then we also have Control-IQ, Omnipod 5, and then the 780G Panther tool is coming very soon. And the point of that is to help the clinician. It's to hold the hand of the clinician to be like, what do I do with this device? You can use this device without having to be an expert in the device is our goal. And so every tool is the same. It starts with an overview using the CARES framework on the first page and instructions on exactly which reports you should download. My biggest tip is always this: do not look at every single report. You're going to go crazy.
Right.
And you won't know what to do with it all. So we suggest 2 to 3 reports total for every device. And the way that we pick them is based on the structure that we propose within this tool, where the first step is always to look at the big picture. So every tool follows this process. Step one is how to assess the big picture, which is looking at how are they using the device, what are their time and range metrics, and what are their glycemic patterns that you can see. Then step two, once you completed that, is to then look at the more detailed reports, some kind of week view or something that's going to show the day to day. But you go look at those reports armed with what you already know from the big picture. So you look, what patterns did you identify? On an AGP, you can see it very clearly, probably, you know, highs in the afternoon. Then with that knowledge, now I'm going to go look at the week report to identify what is causing the highs in the afternoon. I'm going to talk with the person with diabetes. We're going to look at this together. Instead of just looking at the week report first with all sorts of information, I'm going to know what you're looking for. That's the idea. Start with the big picture. Then we call it move to the small picture, which is that week view. And then finally, device specific solutions based on whichever patterns you have identified.
Right.
And then we do finish it off with a what we call an after visit summary, which is a handout to give to the person with diabetes that summarizes the main tips for success using that device.
Oh, I love this.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to have to go play a little bit, right?
Yeah. You know, it's so great because, yeah, people are just so challenged by it. It is overwhelming. Like you said, like you could look at 30 pages of data if you want to.
Right.
And it's like, no one has time for that. But also it's like, where do you start when you've got 30 pages?
Right. So, yeah. And what are you even looking for?
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's all to use that information. You know, what happened 4 weeks ago one time
doesn't really matter, right?
I mean, it in the big picture, you're looking for patterns. You're looking for what time are things happening or not happening.
Right.
And then what happens when things happen or don't happen? Does it go up? Does it go down? What are you doing? And really having that conversation with the person in front of you to, you know, a lot of people have 15 minutes for a visit. A lot of people have 20 minutes for a visit. So as a follow-up with diabetes, and you're supposed to start with, how are you doing? right? And so you're supposed to not start with, oh my God, look at this report.
Look at all these
things. We're supposed to actually do some sort of emotion.
Hey, so listen to me. Right? We're supposed to treat you like a person.
Right. And then I have like 27 pages to review. It's very difficult. So if you could just simplify.
Right.
And I think that the people that are used to the technology can do a lot of that. But we have so many new things coming out, and we're seeing this push into primary care of prescribing technology, that this is really going to make a difference.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that is the goal, is to help simplify it so that technology can be accessible in any clinical practice,
right?
Not just for people like me who get the benefit of using
The
special device,
right?
In that pivotal trial for years leading up
right.
to it.
Right.
So, you know, so that is the goal.
That's phenomenal.
And just a little plug, we do have a booth at ADA. So in case anyone that's listening is at ADA, you can come get your own. We have printed versions of the Panther tools in like a trifold available. And we also have a poster version of the comparison chart. So
if you'd like any,
your milestones are coming
up. I'm
excited. We've never done any printed materials, but that could be kind of fun to have, like,
absolute
reading version.
Yes, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. That was amazing.
Wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. Yes. And thanks, everyone, for tuning into this episode. And we will see you next time on Diabetes Dialogue.